Appreciate the word of the Lord.
Psalm 116. Very important question. And the distractions that AJ talked about definitely come into play in answering this question. And we've got to be determined as I'm going to deal with this. And I'm going to keep going straight forward. Psalm 116, verses 12 to 14. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will, he answers his own question, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Amen. And obviously, the most important, I will take the cup of salvation. No distractions. No detours. Nothing holding me back. That's the direction I'm going to go. Amen. You may be seated. Render is an old term that can have the meaning of to give back or to pay back, not in the sense of revenge, but in the sense of I owe, so I'm going to give back. It has the connotation of yield and surrender. I'm going to yield to the Lord. I'm going to surrender to the Lord. In view of all his benefits. See, the psalmist is not encouraging us to look at the Lord and paying a debt simply because he's demanding something and he's requiring something. But in view of all of his benefits, Psalm 68 talks about he daily loads us with benefits. That's quite a load. Amen. And it's a daily benefit that you can receive from the Lord. Psalm 103 says, forget not all his benefits. And he gives a handful of them. He forgives your iniquities. He heals your diseases. He redeems your life from destruction. He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfies you with good things, and your youth is renewed like an eagle's. Then he goes on down through the chapter and gives a geography lesson in terms of the forgiveness that God extends to us. As far as the east is from the west. He didn't say north and south because those are points that you can find on the globe. Those are spots that you can locate. He says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed your transgressions from you. Amen. Because you can't determine how far east and how far west. They're simply continuing on. And thank God, that's how the Lord has forgiven us. And we brought into a place where there is blessing again and again. Thank the Lord that he made the payment for those benefits. He didn't just declare them to be available and say, here, this is what I'm going to give you. He made the payment for that. And I pray, God, help us never forget the crucifixion on the cross that we looked at in our Bible lesson today. Help us never to forget the price that he paid for us, the corrupt court that condemned him, and then his willingness to go to the cross and be crucified. Thank God he paid the price, because out of his death came spiritual life for you and me. Thank God for the new birth. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for protection. I'll call upon his name, he said. And all of those benefits then come about because we call upon his name. We put our trust in his name. Praise God. And thank the Lord that we can know those benefits. Now he said, I will pay my vows. How often in those times of difficulty, in those times of trouble, in the times of turmoil, that we will make a promise to God. I know that soldiers talk about foxhole conversions. And they're in the foxhole and the bombs are going off and the machine guns are firing, the rifles are going full blast, and all of that stuff is death and destruction all around them. Oftentimes there's, oh God, if you'll get me out of this. Oh God, if you bring me through this, I'll live for you. I'll serve you. And some of them did that. Amen. Brother Delton Carnley, just an amazing change that God made in his life as a soldier in Europe, and all of those things going on around him, and he would call out to the Lord and call upon his name. Praise God. I'm thankful that we can call upon the name of the Lord. But now, this paying the vow, again, it almost seems like it's just a cursory thing. It's just a process that we go through, a routine that is required of us. No, the Bible lets us know that when we offer ourselves willingly, there's a return that comes even beyond what we would have in a connection with the Lord. Thank God that there can be a willingness that we offer unto the Lord, a positive personal effort that goes beyond what would be just a cursory requirement of it. No, we recognize how that the Lord is going to provide. Amen. And especially this aspect, I will take the cup of salvation. It's not just something he found wandering in the wilderness, not just some artifact that was left behind by some previous civilization, not just something that he discovered in a pawn shop or something like that. It was something prized. It was something valuable. It was something that he held with great esteem. I will take the cup of salvation and know the blessings that the Lord has provided, the greatest blessing upon the earth. It's precious. It's personal. Praise God. It's the only blessing that God provides that is eternal. David said, "My cup runneth over." Thank God that there is abundance that the Lord would provide for us. Isaiah 11 or 12 rather, in verse 3, "You with joy you can draw water out of the wells of salvation." Not just a well, not just a couple of wells, but wells that are so abundant that you will never run dry. You will never expend all that God has for you. Thank God there will always be a blessing. There will always be more. There'll always be what God provides for you. Because Hebrews 3 and 2 says it is so great. So great. Amen. Hebrews 2 and 3. Sorry, I got that backwards. But it is so great. Because that's what the Lord provides for us. Amen. No wonder we can call on the name of the Lord and know how wonderful it is and how great a blessing it is. David met Goliath and seemed like it was an impossible circumstance, an impossible way for him to win victory. Just like there are situations that you face that seem impossible, that seem like you're marching into sure defeat, that you might as well just give up. You might as well just capitulate because there's no way you're going to win victory. But thank God we can do the same thing David did. I come to thee in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God's power is made forth for us. And we know his blessing and his strength. It's like the writer to the Proverbs declared, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and are safe." Thank God for the ability to call upon the name of the Lord. Thank God that he made his name available for us, that we can call upon him. A name far above all principality, far above all power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this life, but in the world to come. Amen. Thank God. we can call upon his name. What a thrill to be called by his name in the waters of baptism. Thank God it's not just getting wet. It's not just a ceremony, but it's something powerful that is unleashed on your behalf. And the power of that name brings healing. The power of that name brings deliverance. The power of that name brings protection. The power of that name sets the enemy in flight. And thank God that we can know the power of that name. That's why he said, I will take the cup of salvation. I will pay my vows. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord that there is that willingness that we give to the Lord. Amen. Not being marched along at gunpoint, as it were, and saying, oh, I guess I better do this or else I'll suffer the consequences. Oh, no. I'm choosing to follow the Lord. I'm desiring to follow the Lord because I know the blessings that he's provided in so great salvation. Amen. And knowing the blessing that he would provide and making that dedication to the Lord. Romans 12 and 1, where Paul would say to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him. The Amplified says, make a decisive dedication. A decisive dedication that is going to be nailed down, as it were, that is going to stand the test of time, that is going to come against every attack of the enemy and every test and tribulation that comes against you. A decisive dedication that says it's going to be this way and that's it. There's no changing it. There's no altering it. There's no option or alternative. Thank God I'm going to follow the Lord and know the cup of salvation that's going to minister to me in every aspect, in every way. I'm going to watch for his coming. I'm going to work for him as a witness. I'm going to continue on in my life for him. Praise God. Amen. Psalm 23 is a recognized psalm around the world. You mentioned Psalm 23, and most people would be able to start it out. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me. And then it's interesting to look at that psalm, just a few verses, just a few words. But yet, I, me, and my appear 15 times. 15 times. I, me, and my. What in the world's going on, David? You're reverting back to a two-year-old? I, me, my. No, he's making it very personal. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Praise God. And then it continues on. And all the blessing that the Lord would make available for you in a personal relationship. Hallelujah. And the enemy cannot take it away from you. He prepares a table before your enemies. He prepares that table for you. He makes sure your cup is running over. He makes sure he anoints you. Hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Lord. And you can determine, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. I will pay my vows. I will take the cup of salvation. Thank the Lord for the blessing that he makes available and continues on. Amen. Oh, you look at the chapter that we looked at, Psalm 116. It goes on in previous verses and talks about being delivered. He delivered my soul from death. He delivered my eyes from tears. He delivered my feet from falling. Amen. No wonder he makes a dedication then. No wonder he determines, I'm not going to change in my dedication to the Lord. No wonder he declares, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. He's determined because of all the work that the Lord has done, because of all the deliverance that he's provided for me. He's done a spiritual work in delivering my soul from death. He's done a physical work in delivering my eyes from tears. He's done a powerful work in keeping my feet from falling, so I'm going to keep walking with him. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, in light of all that he's done for you, in light of everything that he's provided, And oh my, if we were to give opportunity here today for testimony of healings, testimony of blessing, testimony of provision, testimony of deliverance, testimony of all that God has done for you, we would be here a long, long time. Amen. And in light of all of that, what are you going to give to the Lord? Let's make it personal. What will I render to the Lord? That's the way the psalmist made it. What will I render? Not a hypothetical presentation of, let's see here. I think that, yeah, no. What will I render unto the Lord? That's the way it needs to be considered. That's the way it needs to come down. In your thinking, in your mind, and in your situation. Me, I, my. Amen. That's how the Lord wants it to be. How will I worship? How will I work for Him? How will I watch in prayer? How will I wait for His coming? Praise God. My service, my sacrifice, the reasonable service unto the Lord that I should make, presenting my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him. Amen. Not being conformed to this world. Oh, all kinds of pressure to be conformed to this world. All kinds of pressure to fit in. All kinds of pressure to go along with the fashions and the form of this world. But no, being renewed, transformed. Thank God, because of His power, because of His blessing. Amen. The sacrifice of my time, the sacrifice of my treasure, the sacrifice of my talent, because I want it all to count for eternity. I want it all to measure up to something that's not going to pass away. Okay? Don't raise your hand, but let me just illustrate to you how it passes so quick. I know my dad's name. I know my grandfather's name. But I don't know my great-grandfather's name. How many of you, don't raise your hand, how many of you know your great-grandfather's name? How many of you know your great-great-grandfather's name? It passes. It's forgotten. Now, in a family tree, we look and we say and we see, and that's good, that's important. But my point is, what's going to last? My point is, what's going to be eternal? That's what I've got to determine. That's what I've got to make sure of. Amen. If the Lord tarries and several generations come and go, and if baby Jean grows up and marries a good Christian girl and they have children, that child, unless he is reminded of an old white-haired grandpa named Mitch, is going to forget. But what's eternal is that cup of salvation. Praise God. That cup of salvation that is purchased at such a price. His blood. His blood. Now you talk about a cup. Remember, He prayed in the garden. He prayed and He asked His disciples to pray with Him and they fell asleep. That's humanity. That's why we need something supernatural. That's why we need something powerful. Because we can't get it done in ourselves. We can't make it happen in ourselves. We need His help. We need His blessing. We need His salvation. He prayed, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. What was He talking about? It was suffering. It was suffering that He was going to go through in the next 24 hours. It was an end that He was going to face upon a cross. Roman crucifixion. And He said, let it pass. But thank God He didn't. He stepped forward into that. He continued on. He paid the price. He didn't draw back. He didn't say, I've got an alternative. I've got another way. It's going to be less costly. It's going to be a little bit easier. See, that's what the devil was offering him in Matthew 4. That's what the devil was doing when he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and said, all of this I'll give you if you'll just fall down and worship me. That's what happens when people give in to the devil. That's what happens when people listen to his lies and are fooled by his deceptions and are tricked by the deceiver. They fall down instead of rising up. They go down into discouragement and despair and depression instead of rising up in joy and happiness and comfort and fulfillment. That's why it's so important to make it personal. I will take the cup of salvation. I will pay my vows to the Lord. Amen. Not just let it slip aside the year's just started. We're still in January. I've got all kinds of time. Nope. I can't reason in that way because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to take place. I've got plans, I've got hopes, I've got goals, but we don't know. That's why it's so important now. Now. Amen. And the Lord lets us know what he desires. The Lord lets us know. Thank God we give it an offering and you gave willingly. Thank you so much. And people yesterday, not just one day for that event, but for several weeks prior to all of the work and preparation going into that baby shower. What a wonderful time. The only one I'm going to go to, I think. But the work prior to it, the work involved in it, the work that is going to take place, all done beforehand. Amen. Good. Wonderful. You did so well. But what the Lord is saying is, this is what I want you to give me. And it's found in Proverbs 23 and 26. All the time, all the talent, all the money, all the effort. Beautiful, wonderful, tremendous. But here's what the Lord is asking you for. Here's what he's desiring. I want you to give me your heart. Give me your heart. That's what I want. Because when the Lord receives your heart, he's got everything about you. When the Lord has your heart, it's your core being. It's everything that you can possibly be. All of your ambitions, all of your goals, all of your desires, all of your hopes wrapped up there. And that's why the Lord says, I want you to give me your heart. Amen. And so, as we look at what the psalmist says, and stand with me now, please. As we look at what the psalmist said, and he asks himself the question, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? Not just all of his benefits, and I look out here and I see all kinds of benefits. I see evidence of tremendous benefits that the Lord has provided for you. And vicariously, a blessing for me as well. But I've got to do what the psalmist said. I've got to make it even more personal. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? Because the Lord hasn't left me out. The Lord hasn't ignored me. The Lord hasn't put me on a side shelf and say, I'll get to you sometime. There are other pressing needs that I need to take care of right now, and you're not that important. Yours can wait. The Lord doesn't do that. His benefits come in abundance. His benefits overflow. his benefits increase and increase and increase. And because of that, what am I going to do? How am I going to pay him back? What shall I render to him? What shall I surrender? What shall I give? And the Lord gave us his answer, give me your heart. That's not a fable. That's not a fairy tale. That's not Cinderella or whatever Disney story that was. And supposed to, the woodsman, you know, and all of this stuff. No, this is something powerful. This is something real. This is something that God wants to happen now. So I invite you to come. I invite you to step out from where you are. And I guarantee you what AJ talked about as far as distractions is going on right now in your head. All kinds of distractions that would say, oh, I don't need to do that now. Yep, I'll take care of it another time, later. But oh, if I can determine, I'm going to do it now. I'm going to make sure it's taken care of now. I'm going to make sure it's in place now. And not fall short. And not stop short. But go all the way with my devotion, my dedication, my vows to the Lord. And then that relationship becomes even stronger, becomes even more established, becomes even greater. Praise God. And I'm lifted up in Him. Amen. Amen. Can we make that determination together now? I will take the cup of salvation. I will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.